I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Good morning. I'm Jason Salmonell with the Capital Weather Gang at the Washington Post. Here's your latest weather update.
As a cold front barged into the area last night, winds gusted to 50 miles per hour and temperatures plummeted 30 degrees in just 6 hours. That introduced a wintry weather pattern that will last until Thursday, but by Saturday, we may be back up to near 70 degrees. Today, it's rather tranquil, though chilly. Skies are mostly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. Skies remain cloudy tonight with a slight chance of light snow toward morning. Those range from 30 to 35. On Wednesday, some patchy light snow, possibly mixed with rain, is a possibility in the morning, but little or no accumulation is anticipated. Highs are near 40. The end of the work week is dry with moderating temperatures, with highs in the low 40s on Thursday and low 50s on Friday. By Saturday, we make that run towards 70 degrees. For the Capital Weather Gang, I'm Jason Salmonell.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.